Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
How do you live without regrets? We need practical help with our marriages, with our kids, our work, our habits, our friends, our spiritual life. And God wants to help us do this together. 2 Timothy verse number 2 says, "And the things that you've heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit them to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." What I've learned by being able to work with men of God here at First Baptist Woodstock and other areas that I've been privileged to go to, I've learned to communicate this from the Gospels, okay? I believe ministry to men is the privilege that we have to gather as many men as we can together. And then we group them around tables together. Then we grow together. Then we go together. You know why? Stuff's nipping at us. Our past is after us. Mistakes that we made just yesterday haunt us. The responsibility I have out in front of me are bigger than I am. It's a big deal. And I probably can't communicate it like this video can, but this video is pretty powerful. And I pray as you watch it, you'll realize how much you need not only Jesus, but you need another brother.
As they mature, young males begin to explore the boundaries of the pride's territory. Red has ventured out alone. Straight into the middle of the hyena clan. He's trapped by over 20 of them. Hyenas could kill him. It's impossible to fight them all at once. He can't keep them at bay for much longer. He's tiring fast. His ally, Tartu, has heard the commotion. Now the odds have changed. For 20 hyenas, a pair of male lions is too much to take on. bread is lucky.
Wow. I've been both of those lions. I've been the one under attack. I've also been the one to run in and help. We need each other. A move of God's not going to take place all alone. It's going to take place because men leave a conference like this, committed to do what God's told us to do, and we'll be what God wants us to be. The next two are real simple. Number seven, urgency. A passive man is a dangerous man, and I love what Jesus says in John chapter 9, verse number 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. While you still can, respond. While you still can, pray. While you still can, move. While you still can, lead. Love. While you still can, forgive. While you still can, believe. Encourage. While you still can, a sense of urgency. The day, hey, it's gone past us almost. The night comes when no man can work. While you still can, call your daddy. While you still can, encourage your mother. While you still can, lead that family. While you still can, get involved in your church. While you still can. Hey, you may not die and go to eternity. You may die and not have anything else left to say because of a paralyzed accident. And you may not have nothing left to do. But while you still can, in Jesus' name, do it. The night comes when no man can work. Psalm 144 says it this way. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Even before it gets there, it says, man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. While you still can, be a man of God. While you still can, love Jesus. While you still can, learn the Bible. While you still can, lead and encourage and equip. While you still can. Number 8. The Master. You were made by God, and you were made for God. And until you surrender and buy into that, you'll never be the man God wants you to be. Not husband, not father, not granddaddy, not son-in-law, business owner, coach, pastor, teacher, whatever. You're made by God, and you're made for God. I pray in Jesus' name that we'll let Acts 17:28 help us. For in him we live and move and have our being. In Christ we live and move and have our being. Two simple statements and I close, okay? Number one, ministry to men begins with Almighty God. Ask him what he wants to do in your life and your family and your church. He's got a lot to say. And let him do it. The simple statement about that is this: if he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. I learned that a long time ago. How do you have 10 kids? If he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord of all. I've been bought with a price. It's not my own life. I've submitted to him as the one true God. He's a faithful God. I can't raise him, but he can. And he does it through me. I've denied myself and taken up my cross and followed him. And the cross I'm carrying is not my kids. That's a privilege. That's a blessing. That's an honor. They're a reward according to the word of God. They're not a curse. They're a blessing. The Bible says that he who has his quiver full of them, I guess 10 for me is the full quiver. That's a lot of arrows, right? And every one of them need to be sharpened. Every one of them need to be touched. Everyone needs focus. Every one of them needs to hit their target. And I don't know for many of them right now where that's going, but I pray it's going for the glory of God. And the same is for your kids. But I'm telling you what, it can't happen without us doing it together. I've got to have men of God in me. I've got a 14-year-old son that comes on Wednesday night to our manhood teaching. You know what? He's been with me the last 3 years, and he's right now he's sitting with a group of men that are, I know, over 60. Some are over 70. He's 14. Does he belong there? You bet he does. He needs to be there. He needs to hear where they've been and where they're going. He needs to hear from men of God. He needs to be there. Boys will be what they can see. I want my boys around godly men, faithful men, and tell them about how I used to live, that God got a hold of me and changed my life. The daddy that I was is because of Jesus, but the man that I was, man, thank God, got a hold of me and changed my life. I'm not the man that I used to be. Praise the Lord Jesus. You know why? The master got a hold of me. I'm the clay. He's the one in charge. You know why? There's no plan B. One life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. And that's a fact. It's moving away from us quickly. Manhood today is distorted. It's diluted. It's disgusting. And we can do something about it. One of the men's conferences, we're expecting God to speak. And we as a ministry help churches plan on the other side of that. There's a game plan you can get involved in. There's a mission you can be a part of. And the greatest missional effort you can be a part of is helping a man win. Trust me, it'll change the entire world. All the stuff that we're trying to fill the gaps in, I'm telling you, if you help men win, it'll affect every other thing in this world. It's how God designed it. Let's get in the game. May God be glorified, okay? Let's pray together. God, thank you for tonight. Thank you for the honor it's been mine for the last few years to be a part of the speaker team here at this men's conference that has influenced me in so many ways. I thank you for the teaching I've heard from the preaching that I've heard. I've been warned through the preaching. God, the teaching has helped me because it was done in wisdom. And I pray that the privilege that will be yours one day, that I'll be able to stand before you as what you've created me to be. And Lord, I know that without you, that's never going to happen. And the same is true for every one of us in here tonight. I thank you, God, that you love us, you care about us, and there are steps that we can take. There's a direction that we can go. And ultimately, it's to you. The question is, what would it look like when we get there? We need you. We trust you. I pray in Jesus' name that all of us in this room tonight would say no to a manhood that's robbing you of the glory of God. I pray that we would no longer be cheated from the design and the direction you have for us. I pray that we would not let culture secularize us and define us. We've been made by God. Help us live that way. And Lord, ultimately, may the manhood that we have the privilege to live be a reality. And the last statement in Colossians 2, verse number 8, is nowhere near us. Thank you that we can become like Christ and we can make a difference today. Let the work begin for the glory of God in our day, especially our families, our churches, I pray, to the ends of the earth. May God be glorified. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your Real Momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.